With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. A Montana judge has blocked Secretary of State Corey Stapleton from enrolling into state law a bison bill that Governor Steve Bullock vetoed last month. Corin Cates Carney has more.
District Judge James Reynolds' temporary restraining order was issued this afternoon, 2 days after Stapleton declared the bill had become law, because the Democratic governor missed a deadline to turn the veto into the Republican secretary's office. Bullock said he followed the law and Constitution in issuing the veto on the bill to change the definition of wild bison, and he filed a lawsuit today to stop Stapleton. Rafe Graybill is the governor's chief legal counsel.
When the governor vetoes a bill within 10 days of receiving it, the bill does not become law. And that's the end of the story.
Reynolds wrote in his order that if what the governor says is true, Stapleton's actions would be a constitutional violation and result in a vetoed law taking immediate effect. Stapleton's office did not immediately return a call for comment. Stapleton is campaigning to be Montana's next governor. Bullock is term limited and running for president. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A Montana man who was shot 8 times during a shooting spree that killed another man and critically injured a highway patrol trooper is returning home this weekend. Casey Blanchard of Stevensville was treated at the University of Utah Hospital after being shot March 14th in Missoula. Blanchard's mother, Julie, also was shot and his friend, Shelley Hayes, killed. The Blanchard family plans to drive back to Montana tomorrow. Smoke from large wildfires in Alberta drifted into more of Montana today, causing haze and air quality issues on both sides of the divide. Air quality meteorologist Kristen Martin with Montana's Department of Environmental Quality says today may be the worst for the state, at least for now.
Fortunately, we are expecting a wind shift over those fires in the next day, and so we are not expected to see more smoke move down into Montana, at least over the short term. That means we just have to wait till the smoke that's over us right now has a chance to clear out. We are expecting to see incremental improvement over the next 2 days, and hopefully by Sunday we'll see some better air quality across the area.
DEQ air monitoring stations registered moderate air quality readings across much of the state late this afternoon, with Missoula, Frenchtown, and Sealy Lake tipping into the unhealthy for sensitive groups category. Monitoring data for Bozeman and Helena was not immediately available, but thick smoke was present in those areas today. The DEQ says areas west of the Continental Divide will see air quality improve more quickly than those on the east side, at least in the short term. A study indicates that land management agencies are underutilizing controlled burns to reduce wildfire threats in the western U.S. The Lewiston Tribune reports today that the University of Idaho study shows that the use of intentionally set fires has decreased over the last 2 decades in the West, while it's ramped up in southeastern states. Professor Kristen Colden, who authored the study, says there's less social acceptance for the practice in the western states. Scientists tasked with reviewing plans to lift protections for gray wolves across most of the U.S. say the proposal has many factual errors and other problems. The 5-member scientific panel's conclusions were released Friday. One reviewer, a Wisconsin professor, said the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service appeared to have come to a predetermined conclusion not supported by science. 5 years ago, a similar report helped convince federal officials to shelve plans to lift wolf protections. A white-tailed doe recently killed inside Libby city limits has initially tested positive for chronic wasting disease. Results of a second confirmation test are expected early next week. Montana's Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department says this is the first time CWD's been detected in the wild west of the Continental Divide in Montana. Chronic wasting disease is a progressive fatal disease affecting the nervous system of mule deer, white-tailed deer, elk, and moose. FWP officials say the agency is working with local officials and staff from around the state to determine a response. In a news release issued today, FWP Wildlife Program Manager Neil Anderson noted CWD is a slow-moving disease and, quote, while we want to be prompt in addressing public concerns, we want to be deliberate in determining how we're going to respond. Thank you for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.